USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
You will soon be able to begin ordering free at-home rapid COVID-19 tests through a new government website on January 19th. Initially, orders will be limited to 4 tests per residential address. Tests will ship via first-class mail within 7 to 12 days of ordering. The administration expects that timeline to shorten as the program ramps up. A snowy weekend in store for millions of Americans. People across Georgia, Virginia, and the Carolinas are being told to prepare for snow and freezing rain that could cause power outages and make travel hazardous. The storm already affecting folks in the Dakotas, Minnesota, Iowa, and Missouri. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tensions remain high between Ukraine and Russia.
After NATO and Russian talks broke down Thursday with zero results, Ukraine was hit by a massive cyber attack, warning its citizens to be afraid and expect the worst. And Russia, which has massed more than 100,000 troops on its neighbor's frontier, released TV pictures on Friday of more forces being deployed to the area. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman.
We have made it clear, and we told the Russians directly again today, that if Russia further invades Ukraine, there will be significant costs and consequences.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Rising inflation and the surge in the Omicron variant are taking their toll on consumer confidence. The University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Sentiment dipping 2.5% in early January to its second lowest level in a decade. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
Millions are bracing for a major winter storm that's expected to dump heavy snow for much of the country. Forecasters are predicting up to a foot of snow Friday from the eastern Dakotas to the Ozarks in Arkansas. Cities including Minneapolis, Des Moines, and St. Louis are in the storm's path. As far as what you can do to prepare for that storm, so if something happens and you are stranded alongside the road, Lauren Fix is known as a car coach. She tells Fox's Weather Nation.
One of the things you can carry is super easy. You can get them at any mass merchandiser store. And these are these hand warmers and foot warmers. You should have those in the vehicle with you all the time, as you would have an extra set of gloves. I just keep them in the door pocket. And things you should carry with you through your vehicle. Like if we had been stopping there, we'd probably been selling food, because I always have a cooler full of food with me and bottles of water. You want to have your medication with you. That's really critical, especially if that's something that you need in a certain time window and you may not be back in time. Those people that are in need of those medications are the ones that we really have to be concerned about. Of course, blankets. You want gloves, hat, scarf.
Tennis superstar Novak Djokovic is headed back to detention. That's after Australian authorities canceled his visa again amid the ongoing coronavirus vaccine controversy. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.